Piper, you need to calm down.
Calm down? I can't be calm! You heard the reports! The ship that Alice was on was just attacked!
You know that's not what was said. The ship she was on attacked the Triangle.
Whatever! The specifics don't matter. What does matter is that we have to go after them. Now!
This is why I didn't want to take on this job. Barely started, and it's already giving me a headache.
Watson, you need medicine?
I'm fine. Anyway, how do we even know that she wasn't a part of the attack?
What do you mean, how do we know? We know because she's James's wife and she's Joseph's son.
He does make a good point, Piper.
Really, Peter? You're on Watson's side?
There aren't any sides, but we really don't know anything about her.
Well, I'm gonna go, either with you two or without.
Okay. No need to threaten this. I know it'll more than likely listen to you, so give me a status report in like 30 minutes.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay, time to do some research.
Research? What do you mean, Piper?
It means she's going to go look for things.
Oh, can Artemis help?
Art, we should let Piper work on it by herself. You want to go play a board game in my room?
Okay, good luck, Piper.
Thanks, Artemis.
Gonna have one of these things if I'm gonna be researching. It's almost a given.
To stop that habit of yours. It's annoying.
So what if it annoys you?
You want me to proceed with the plan. Okay, well, I see nothing wrong with this report. I want to hear from you, though. Why are you so hell-bent on saving this chick?
Look, Watson, I know we don't get along.
That's an understatement.
Anyway, this is something important to me. You probably don't understand, but I can't not do it.
Try me.
Fine. I'll tell you then, but you can't.
Can't what? Judge you? Think less of you? You should know better than that. Shit we've been through. There is nothing that can change my mind on you and your shitty attitude.
Well, do you want to know why I dropped out?
Yeah, you were studying chemistry. What about it?
Well, the whole reason why I went and studied was for Joseph. I thought that I could be of some use to help him that way.
What's up with this Joseph person?
When we were younger, Peter and I didn't have anyone, so we had to fend for ourselves. I know what you're thinking.
Well, that's common where you two grew up. Oh.
I do not sound like that.
And I would answer, yeah, it's true, but it's not always like that. Besides, should a kid also be trafficked?
No, I didn't know.
And to top it all off with a little cherry, it was by my own fucking parents. You know, the two people that are supposed to love you. Yeah, love isn't real. Joseph was the one that saved me. Peter wasn't able to do it alone. He was looking for help, and like you'd expect, people didn't care. There was no room for sympathy where we grew up.
It's kind of the same everywhere you turn out here. There are rules everywhere, but not enough, it seems.
I knew that, even for how young I was. So I didn't resent them. I moved on.
You know where you were being shipped off to?
Nope, not at all.
So how'd Joseph and Peter find you?
I don't know, honestly. He never told me. But he and the old man did it. Well, he wasn't so old then. I think we had stopped by some nearby planet. Sirius 2 or something. They were resupplying, then when out of nowhere, two idiots came in charging the fighter ship.
Damn. The two of them killed off all the traffickers?
I wish. They got most of the ones outside. Joseph jumped off and then found me, and then we were the fuck out of there. Peter and I never went back home. So from then on, Joseph was basically my old man. That's why I want to go save Alice.
Well, let's get going then.
Yes! Thanks, Watt!
Did you just... Never mind. I should be used to this by now. We're going after Alice and the remainder of the Orion Order.
I thought you were completely against the idea half an hour ago.
I just felt it was something we should do. Especially since she seems important.
Watt's just being an embarrassed old man.
Watt?
Watt? Watt! I like that name.
Anyway... We can't step on planet Scion without the proper gear.
Why is that? What's gear?
Think of gear like clothes. We can't go on that planet because without it, we die.
Oh, got it.
Please tell me you guys are also noticing that Artemis looks slightly older every day.
Thought it was just my eyes. First things first, we gotta get these suits or we're not saving anyone.
Yeah, but we can't trade this time and we don't have time to do another request.
Time for another heist then.
Heist? You mean, like, stealing? Isn't stealing bad?
Peter, you handle this question.
Me? Well... sometimes you have to do bad things to do good things.
So we can save Alice.
I don't understand, but if Piper says we have to do it, then okay.
Now that we've got that situated, can we get going? I doubt the hull of their ship can withstand the rain for long.
That's true. Artie, can you send yourself and Peter back to the marketplace?
On it!
Take this.
Me? I didn't agree to that. Any way you can teleport us closer to the shop?
Do you have coordinates of shop?
No, I don't.
Then Artemis can't send you to shop.
How did you get to this marketplace in the first place?
Piper had a map.
Why was it that I had to be the one to go?
It'll be fun, right?
We better be careful, though.
Why?
I just checked the recent news, and apparently a demonstration happened. The whole place is on edge, and they've probably placed a curfew as well.
Curfew?
Curfew means that people can't be out in the streets past a certain time. So, if we get caught, you'll have to teleport us somewhere else.
I got it.
You'll be able to teleport us into the store once we get there, right?
I think so. My head doesn't hurt right now, so I'm good.
Okay, sounds good. Piper's right. You do look somewhat older than when we found you a few weeks ago.
I look different? I don't feel different.
I don't know. Maybe... it's nothing. It's probably nothing.
Okay.
Stop. Shit, can you teleport us?
I can't.
What? Why not?
I don't know. This hasn't happened before.
Try again. Why is this happening?
What are you two doing out here? Do you understand that there is a curfew?
Shit! Run!
Okay.
Halt! Get back here! Stop! I've got two individuals running in the southern market. I'm currently pursuing. Need backup. Over.
Art, you gotta teleport us out of here!
I know. I'm trying, but I can't do it.
We're not going to make it to the store. He called backup already.
I can't do it. I'm sorry, Peter.
It's okay. If they catch up to us, I'll distract them. You've gotta get away, all right?
Okay.
Art, follow how I'm running.
Why?
Just do it! Damn it.
Put your hands where I can see them.
When I say go, you need to run down the alleyway.
But what about you?
I'll be right behind you.
Stop that chattering.
My bad, officer. We were just heading back to our ship.
Stop. Don't take another step closer. You understand that there's a state-sanctioned curfew? You're not allowed to be outside during it without the proper documentation.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. We'll be careful next time.
Next time? There won't be a next time, since I'm taking you both to the station.
Wait, why? This was all a misunderstanding.
You ran. I believe there's a reason why. Oh, I see. A rank one. You must know something, then.
About what?
Don't play dumb. I know you know about the recent demonstrations by the Triangulum. You're going to tell me everything you know about their hideout.
We don't know anything about that. I mean, fuck, we hate those monsters just as much as you do.
If that's the case, you won't have any problem coming down to the station.
Actually, I do. Run!
Stop! Get down on the ground!
Keep going!
The girl Signal's going your way. Intercept her.
Understood, sir. Over.
There's nowhere to run, little lady. Just come quietly and everything will be all right.
Settle down. Put your hands behind your head and sit on the ground.
I don't want to. I don't want to go back.
That noise.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing here? How did you get in here?
I
aren't you and Piper trying to save my wife? Didn't you hear the news?
Yes. Need gear.
Oh, hey. Gear?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I see. Okay, I might have two protective suits. Alice and I were going to go on a trip soon, and hey, we would have needed them. Over. Mm-hmm. Ah, here we go.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Do you have a way of getting back to your ship? There is a curfew, you know.
I don't know.
Hey, now, hold on. Hey. Look, don't cry. Don't cry. Here we go. This is my wife's. I'd like you to watch over it until you get her, okay?
Okay.
Come on, come with me. I'll take you to your ship. There's a guy that owes me a favor.
You're back. How'd it go? Wait, where's Peter?
Gone. Sorry.
What do you mean gone? You could teleport away, so what the hell happened?
I don't know. I can't.
Can't what? Teleport? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Artem is sorry.
It's okay.
This job just keeps getting better. I just looked it up, and apparently a few days ago, the Triangulum had a demonstration. Kill at least 10 people. Whole state's on high alert.
Fuck, really? Did they also put up a curfew?
Seems like it.
So that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Stop crying. That's not gonna help us in getting him back.
Shit. How are we gonna get Peter and Alice? We don't have much time for either.
Split up. I'll take the shuttle, and you two teleport to Scion and save Alice.
But Artemis can't...
Find a way. Piper, you do what you gotta do to get the teleport. Let's get our boy back.
Got it.